Introduction. Self-control is the best control. One of the great motivational discoveries of the 20th century is that people who coordinate and control their own work produce greater economic and social results than those who do not. Many leaders, though they might deny it, act as though they prefer control to results. How do we know? They impose coordination and control from above. They have never experienced the alternative, control from within. Running large group strategic planning meetings in the 1990s, we soon recognized that we preferred results to control. We could not control scores of people working in the same room toward a plan that incorporates all of their experiences and aspirations. We found that we got the best results by focusing everyone on the same goal, creating structures for self-managing, and getting out of the way. That way of leading proved harder than we imagined. Our biggest challenge was controlling ourselves, holding back, waiting, listening, opening doors, and letting people learn their own capabilities. Doing that meant setting the bar higher. We had given ourselves a new leadership challenge. We had to overturn the conventions we inherited. As we became more confident of consistent results, we began inviting others to try leading in new ways. We have now helped thousands of people access the advanced skills presented here. Advanced in the sense of adding new capabilities.